For CRI News, I'm Rebecca Hume in Beijing. Negotiators from the Chinese mainland and Taiwan have signed a major service trade agreement in Shanghai. The move is expected to further strengthen economic ties across the Taiwan Strait. Chen Deming, mainland chief negotiator on cross-strait ties, says the tightening of the agreement is imperative. His counterpart from Taiwan, Lin Joinsain, says the agreement will optimize the investment and trade environment in both Taiwan and the Chinese mainland. The service trade agreement is one of the follow-up agreements to the Economic Cooperation Framework Agreement, the ECFA, a more comprehensive cross-strait economic pact signed in 2010. Negotiators from China and the European Union have agreed to solve their disputes over solar panel trade through what they call price undertaking dialogue. The two sides have held a ministerial-level meeting over the trade disputes here in Beijing. EU Trade Commissioner Carol de Gucht says the EU side hopes to solve the issue in a friendly way. Chinese government says the Philippines' seizure of Renai Reef in the South China Sea is unacceptable. Foreign Ministry spokesperson Hua Chengying says China's determination to safeguard its sovereignty is unswerving. The comments come following reports saying the Philippines has deployed a fresh batch of Marines and supplies to Renai Reef. South Korea's chief nuclear negotiator, Cho Tae-yong, is now in Beijing to hold talks with his Chinese counterpart, Wu Dawei. Cho has just concluded his meetings with his US and Japanese counterparts in Washington. Cho's visit to China coincides with that of his North Korean counterpart, Kim Kyo-gwang. The North Korean envoy says his country is ready to join in any form of talks to ease the tension on the Korean Peninsula, including the six-party denuclearization talks. A 5.2 magnitude earthquake has struck in north-central Italy, leaving at least one person injured. The epicenter was in the central Tuscany region. Two major earthquakes in Italy last year killed 26 people. Flood water in India has killed at least 200 people and left some 50,000 others stranded. Most of those being stranded in the northern state of Uttarakhand are pilgrims. The country's army and air force personnel have been deployed to the flooded region. Some local media reports say the disaster is man-made, contending it's largely caused by rampant construction, mining and massive power projects for the floods. Brazil's biggest protests in two decades have intensified despite government concessions meant to quell the demonstrations. More than a million people are reported to have taken part in protests in about 100 cities. This has left one person dead and at least 29 others injured. All this comes despite the authorities in Sao Paulo and Rio de Janeiro revoking plans for bus fare hikes that sparked the original protests a week ago. Frustration with the government and spending on the World Cup and the Olympics are being cited as the major concerns among demonstrators. Singapore's air pollution levels have now hit the highest in the country's history. The haze caused by illegal burning of forests in neighbouring Indonesia is making residents in Singapore worried about their health. The haze is also affecting Malaysia, with a total of 300 schools closed in the south of the country. There are also reports of flight delays in both Singapore's Changi Airport and Riau Province in Indonesia. Greece's Democratic Left Party announced it's pulling out of the ruling coalition over the closure of state broadcaster ELT. The party is the smallest in the coalition, with its exit leaving the coalition a majority of three seats. The party says it's not been properly consulted over the decision around the closure of ELT. The announcement also comes after talks to resume the broadcaster broke down. Gasoline and diesel prices in China will increase from tomorrow. National Development and Reform Commission says the retail prices of gasoline will be raised by 100 yuan per tonne and diesel by 95 yuan per tonne. That is 0.07 yuan per litre for gasoline and 0.08 yuan per litre for diesel. For CRI News, I'm Rebecca Hume in Beijing.